Yo. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new Ike Live. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. I know we are. We got the Uncle Larry guys in the house tonight.
What's up, Brandon? We're 2 hours old, dude.
Yeah. Man, we're having a lot of fun tonight, dude.
This is really fun.
This is a good show.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to happen.
Bunch of like-minded people.
Like-minded people. It's good. It's good.
Of all ages.
Of all ages. That's true.
Pete and Eric are like twins separated at birth. Look at them.
Yeah.
Hold on.
30. How old are you?
26 now.
26. Yeah. 30 years apart. Damn. I'm old.
What would you do with this hair, Pete? Would you hit the town immediately?
Man, I don't know.
I'd probably walk on water
be
with
confused.
That hair.
He would probably get a divorce, turn it into a ponytail, and buy a Corvette.
Wow.
But an old Corvette.
I'd like to see ponytail Pete in a Corvette.
Would you not? I would, with the top down, convertible.
I've never had hair even close. You have, right?
I've had long hair in my early 20s.
When were you rocking the long hair?
Oh, dude, when I was at Rowan.
Early 90s.
Oh,
wow.
Like this? Yeah. Just as long. Dude, I
got a picture of Mike. I got a picture of Mike with a blonde highlight. Like a bleach blonde.
You were putting
highlights.
Highlights? Oh, definitely.
No, that was popular. Yeah. Soundgarden was popular. Chris Cornell.
Dude,
yeah, that was.
I had the long hair when I won my boat. So it had to be like 94, 95. I had long hair. Because I remember like driving that boat, and that only had a 150 on it. Had Johnson 150 fast strike. 18 footer. But it still went like 60. Like, right? It was like
small boat.
Yeah. High 50, 60 mile an hour boat.
That's crazy.
But you'd be going 60 in this boat and the hair would just be
flowing.
It's just natural, nice wave in the back. It was great, dude. I loved it.
What do you think? Let it keep going or cut it?
Let it go.
I'm at a crossroads right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'll let it go for a little bit more.
Yeah. Dude, my son had hair like that, and it was so cool because he was getting all kinds of attention and everybody recognized him. It was like his flag. And then one dude called him a girl. Hair was gone.
Wow.
The hair was gone. Two seconds. Yep.
See, I used to wear pink shirts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to cross that bridge early on. Like, I'm more of a man because I'm wearing this pink shirt.
Damn right. Go for it, man.
Let me remind everybody, if you're watching, we want to hear from you. We got a brand new IM expert. Handling the IMs for us. Johnny the Intern.
Yay!
Doing IMs for us.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, Johnny the Intern. Doing IMs for us. Yes. Taking Eric's job.
Undoubtedly, we'll do a better job.
Probably, yeah. Also, I want to remind everybody real quick, because I had this in my notes. I forgot to talk about it. The Ike-approved AFCO clothing, the fall launch is out. Go to AFCO.com. And just put in Ike in the search bar, and you can find all the new Ike apparel. Get that out of the way. Okay. All right.
Johnny the Intern. This dude deserves a way cooler name than that.
How about Johnny?
Johnny actually, like, we still got, like, a prize to give away tonight.
We do?
Yeah, like 20 months of MTV.
20 months.
And 20 months.
I think we need to really find a proper name for Johnny. Now, Johnny's got a few.
Okay.
Wolfman Moonlight, right?
I like that. That's more my alter ego, though, than a nickname. So that's like a whole separate personality thing.
Right. Yeah. So we want to do a contest for the best name. We'll win this 20 months?
Something.
Okay.
I mean, he was a baseball player. Knuckles, screwball, curveball. Like, I don't know. They go with the baseball.
Kurt Russell.
Snape.
No.
What movie was that?
That was Escape from New York, because we were talking about Escape from New York.
Oh, wow. That's really clever.
Snake Plissken.
Wow. All right, cool. I like that. Yeah,
it happened like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. And then, Dave, real quick, we did have a comment come through the YouTube when we were talking about best fishing moments of 2022. This came from Jason Bryant. He said his best moment this year was coming back from deployment, getting to get back in his Basscat and go fishing again.
Right.
Yeah. So shout out to Jason. Thank you for your service.
Awesome.
That's a good one right there.
Sorry, Jason. Nice. I meant to mention you after my story.
That's a good one.
There's something about that wind in your hair. Brozick, do you miss it?
What, the wind in the hair?
Yeah. When you're behind the steering wheel of your boat.
Yeah.
Regardless of catching.
Yeah, I do.
There's something about, like, you know.
The freedom of it.
Yeah. The stress of the week, just your back, you know
part,
what I mean?
But, you know. I also miss when I used to ride my BMX bike on ramps. And I don't do that no more.
Smoke chaser.
Well, you can't do that no more. But you can drive a bass boat.
What would you break?
What?
First bone you would break if you tried doing the BMX stuff.
Probably like my 50-year-old ankles would sum it up. Nice. Something that you don't break when you're young and relevant. Like, no, you don't break like
and relevant.
You don't
ankle.
Break your ankle riding a bike.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I guess unless you're Biden and you fall off the thing sitting still. That was ridiculous.
That was how like so like you have president you have Putin in Russia wearing like a judo gi. Right? Flipping dudes in judo, holding pike with his shirt
happen?
Off, yeah, and our guy sitting
happens.
There with his feet and pedals just like toppling over sideways. Like, like you ever see like when you scare a goat
Eric,
and the goat
remember I told you how like you won't even see it coming?
We're definitely in the third segment.
Dave just did it. We're talking about him, Dave After Dark. Papa Wheelies on a BMX, and we just went into Dave After Dark.
Yeah.
It took
Dave
us there.
After Dark.
That quick.
It's I'm sorry to call you out on that, Braz, but You've gotten us there before, and I'm like, fuck, how'd he do it? So I wanted to catch you this time.
The conversion.
Like you set up the ghost camera, you know? You got me.
It's like, yeah, Dave, Papa Wheelie. Yeah, it's a Putin.
I love it.
It's so dangerous having Kai and Dave in the same room.
Oh, no. Time bomb.
Yeah.
What is your shoe, Kai?
Say it again.
What interests you?
What interests me? Yeah. Oh, man. You know, just freedom of the American people from the tyranny of government. That's all I'm worried about these days. You know, just trying to unite all of us. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't want us in this
right.
room together talking like this.
So from I'm curious what the perspective of someone in their early 20s. Like, what do you see as being tyrannical? What define tyranny?
Man, you know, just, you know, not being able to walk into certain places without certain things being done to my body, wearing certain things on my face, you know what I mean? Just stuff like that. You know, even at this young age, it's like, damn, that don't seem right. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to do this to my body. I can't go here or do this.
You talking about wearing a mask?
Mask, you know, the other more intrusive thing that we ain't gonna say it, but you know what I'm
I mean,
talking
I think,
about.
No, I don't think YouTube banned you for that anymore, but...
What's
he's talking about the jab.
The jab?
The mandate. Oh, my God, Pete.
Dude, you're not speaking English again.
He's talking about the mandatory jab people had to take in order to keep their
the vaccine?
Job. That it's not a vaccine because it doesn't prevent anything.
Right. That's your opinion. But that's what you're I'm asking you a
so.
Question.
That's not my opinion.
I'm asking
the
you a question.
CDC will tell you that it doesn't prevent.
Here it goes, bro.
It doesn't
New York.
You from getting it or spreading
do,
it.
Do you
New
know
York
what
City.
A vaccine is?
New York City got to pay
it is?
A lot of money.
When was the last time someone got polio?
That's all I'm saying.
Because the polio vaccine actually prevents you from getting polio. Unless you decide to wear it as a cologne, then you're walking polo.
all I'm polo. Saying is,
I used to wear polo.
Just go back to school.
Polo got
go back to
sense.
School.
Yeah, go back. New York City paying out a lot of money right now to a lot of folks. That's all. I'm
oh,
saying.
Yeah, that's real
that's,
too.
Listen,
oh,
that's
man.
Real too. That's it. But yeah, man.
But we live in Florida, so it don't matter.
You do live in Florida. You do live in Florida. All right. Speaking of Florida, let's change the subject. That's going to be for after when we close the camera.
For sure. Let's definitely move on.
Brian's like, yes, move along. I did want to talk. We talked a lot about 2022, but I want to talk to you guys about 2023 because it's a new year coming up, right? And I can look ahead and forecast for me, right? Look, I'm looking ahead and I'm saying, all right, I got the elites. I want to fish some more kayak tournaments. I have aspirations and goals for what I want to do in 2022 or 2023. I want to know from you guys, because you guys have this set going on now, and it seems like, as a guy watching it,
yeah.
I want to see bigger and better from you guys.
Can I spin this? Can
you
I spin
can
this
spin
a little
it.
Bit?
Of course you can.
So, with all of the knowledge that you, and this goes for all of you guys in the room, Dave, Pete, Brian,
Mister.
Paul, you see what we have going on at
yeah.
this point in the game.
Yeah.
You take all of that into account. What would you do if you were in Uncle Larry Outdoors' position at this point? Like, where
boy.
Would you take it? Where's the next
what
evolution?
A great question.
Because I know
man.
That I potentially have my ideas,
man.
But I would like to hear from someone
yeah.
that I consider, you know, you've
well,
navigated
I,
these waters.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I would want to keep doing what you guys are already doing, which are new explorations. But I would want to, you know, my big thing's that bucket list. And I always talk about that. Like, you guys are in a place where you could check that motherfucking bucket list off easily.
Yeah.
you know, living in South Jersey, it's hard to get a bucket list fish, right? Mm. But, dude, you guys have them swimming all over the place. And, like, if I was there, like, I would really try to get those check marks.
And I think you hit it right on the head because we've talked about this before. It's like, yeah, we've LLC'd at this point. We're trying to do different things in the content world. We're trying to do different things in the merch world.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what's our main goal is to just become the best fisherman that we can
be. Yeah.
You know, and check these bucket list fish off and make these things happen for ourselves.
Yeah.
So I think there really couldn't be a better answer because at the end of the day, that's always going to be the main goal of
what
we're trying to do.
It should be. Yeah, and you guys haven't even scraped the surface of what's there, right?
No, that's
no way.
No, not even close. It's funny because, like, we're fishing this one spot, right, where we think that, like, oh, my God, we found Mecca of fishing in Florida. And then you stand up in your kayak and you see that there's miles and miles of backwaters that you haven't even explored yet. And you're like, wait a minute, if this lives in there, what lives in there? And then what lives beyond that? And then what? And it really never ends. Mm. You know, just as you say in fishing, you never stop learning.
Yeah.
In Florida, you're never going to stop finding crazier spots with crazier fish, and you just got to go a little bit deeper to get there. So I would say that's the ultimate goal, always.
Yeah. It's crazy. Now, I do want to talk to you guys about this and be serious, too.
Yeah.
I want to get back to some of the things you're going to be doing, but, and I'm being honest, Eric, you've always had, there's this fine line that you guys have had where, you know, I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. You know, you're true to yourself and you're doing it for your own reasons, but there's that fine line where you guys have these opportunities in front of you that could take or maybe not take, or business opportunities.
Right. Mm. Yep,
how are you guys going to deal with that moving forward? Because that's tricky, right? You know,
absolutely.
We bust your balls all the time and say, you know, the man. You never want to work for the man. We're just busting your balls. But there is some reality to that, right? How are you guys going to handle that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, like, we're trying to do is, first of all, I think we kind of had this conversation where we all came down to Florida together and we're all living under, like, one house with, like, one bill and everything like that. It's like, all right, we have to first so people want to do business with us, they can come to us for the filming stuff that Eric does so well. Kai's so great on camera, awesome fisherman, and really good with the marketing, the social media perspective. I've done, like, sales professionally, so hopefully we could start figuring out a way to take these skills, make them a little bit more business-like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we haven't really crossed into how we're going to take this any further and make some money, but, like, that's sort of where our head is at now, because, like you said, there is a reality to that, and we watch guys like Jeremy Wade growing up. That's the dream. That's the absolute dream. But that guy worked 40 different jobs, speaking 8 different languages till he was 55 years old before a network picked him up.
Yeah.
And here we are with this unbelievable opportunity to reach out to people all over the globe at 26 years old. Like, he didn't have that. You didn't have that coming up.
Yeah.
And, like, look at this position we're in. We're so blessed to be in this time to be able to do that. We have this skill set. So we are definitely trying to utilize that in a more, like, positive way. And I think, like you said, we've always been true to ourselves. We've been very outspoken about that. I think some of the waters and the tides of, like, some of the things that we really cared about are hopefully starting to kind of settle down. And we could all sort of collectively, like, move past some of that stuff and just kind of get back to focusing on what really got us here, which is like that collective bond and love for fishing.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately that's our most powerful message. And if we can get back to getting that out to everyone, we know that the people, they're going to come to us. If we work really hard on our own and we can support ourselves and we don't need anyone for money, we don't need anyone, we'll get the right deals. We'll get the right people and partners. And like just being here again to talk to guys like you, like we're already in such an awesome spot.
It's awesome. Good attitude. It's a good attitude. Yeah, man. It's good philosophy.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I like that philosophy.
Honestly.
But as the brains of the operation, have you also figured out yet?
Wait a minute.
What are you going to do when one of you decide to go get engaged and screw everything up?
Oh!
I mean, it's all like
that's a real question.
We actually, like, I think the last couple of weeks, we had some real talks about this, and like,
everybody, all three, got to agree on it.
Yeah, so like when,
all three of you proposed to the
you got to have a majority.
Yeah, like
vote.
But like whoever the real one is first, then the next two are behind him with like their hand on his shoulder, like in Pandora, like you know what I mean? Like when he was getting brought into the Na'vi, you know, they all their hands on. Right, you know, what were you talking about?
Yeah, well, I think when we all see like one of the first things they make you do like is actually like figure out like equity dispersion and like actually think about things like this. So I think one thing we were trying to get better at is like, okay, if we're going to take this to the next step and we're going to start involving money, we're going to start involving deals, like how can we make sure that we can separate like the years of personal relationship we have from like this business side of things and like have these conversations with no like emotional attachment. It's like let's just establish, okay, this is when we're talking about Uncle Aries as a business. This is when we're talking as Eric, Kai, and Johnny. And like when we like draw those lines, it just helps so much. Like, dude, I'm not going to take offense if you're saying what I'm saying is unfair or not. Like, that's what we're trying to work out right now through this conversation. And like, hopefully we just get better and better at just turning on and off on that business switch or not. And the better we get at that and we can focus on the business moves, like we want to make this dream a reality and be able to do this full time. That's the goal. And I think we rushed into that a little bit, 2020. We're all just going so hard trying to make Uncle Aries full time, but none of us have any idea what we're doing. So now it's like, all right, let's take that step back. Let's learn how to take care of ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And once we do that, let's take it back into this world. And like, what will come to us as we earn it. We cut off the words "I wish" from our vocabulary, and I think that's like a really key element here. Like, if we wish for something enough, then it's going to happen because we're going to work hard for it. If it doesn't happen, you didn't really want it bad enough. Yeah. So just like that kind of little mentality. And like, I just trust these guys as men. Like, as long as we keep progressing on this road, like I'm confident it'll get where it needs to be, however long that takes.
That's awesome.
Who's closest to marrying Yoko right now?
Yoko?
Pete!
None of these hoes.
That's a deep
question. I was, and then I wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
You were?
A Beatles reference?
Yeah, well, Yoko, split up the Beatles, right? That was the reference there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right? Anybody close?
Yeah, pussy ain't splitting the bunk area. I'm going to just say that off
the Until it happens.
Until it happens.
Until it happens. Until it happens. But at that point, Uncle Larry Outdoors is crushing it. So, like,
that's fucking right.
Oh, man. It's interesting it's to come, think about it, though. It can become. But she could become a part of Uncle Larry Outdoors. Like, what if she fishes? Yeah,
I mean, like, we don't want that.
No, we don't want that. Listen,
that's a slippery
slope. You don't want
slope.
None of the fishing girls?
I thought I did.
It's a slippery slope right there.
That's right. That's right. I know.
You can't judge the next one based off the last one.
Fair enough. There needs to be a
separation. That ain't fair.
There needs to be a separation of church and state, in my opinion. Because
I get
have
that, but if she's a savage, she's a savage.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's like you really like if I, you know,
what's coming.
If you fish with her, you ain't fishing with no one else.
How's she gonna make you a sandwich if she's out there fishing?
Let's
that.
Well, let me throw it to Pete.
Make Daddy a sandwich.
Pete, I want to throw it to you. If Shelly was hardcore fish head, do you think your relationship would be different all these years? You'd have a different.
Yeah. Well,
in a better way or a worse way?
I don't know. I never met a girl who liked to fish. I never did. You
know? That's what I'm saying.
For me, it was always separate, and it was important, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I like to separate that, and that was my thing.
Right.
That wasn't and even I like a thing. To keep it that way, yeah. you know?
It wasn't even a thing. Like, when we were in high school, there weren't no girls that fished.
There wasn't guys who fished.
Yeah. Let alone. Yeah.
It's cool all of a sudden, you know?
There's a new waters that we
I mean, that's a weird thing, because you bring it up. Like there's girls out there that do fish, and you're like, oh, man, wouldn't that be cool if I could be with somebody that loved to fish? And you, like, got to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, because there's a lot of dudes in them DMs.
Well, that's a whole
lot. There's a lot of, yeah. a lot
mean,
of
that's
heat.
The other side. That's a whole, no, see, really, this is you touched on something, though. It's like, can you find one that's off the radar?
Yeah.
That's where the real issues lie these days. Yeah. You know, because it's like basically if someone follows you on Instagram, they have it's like they have your number. It's like they have instant access to just get right in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could be secure with that or not, but at the end of the day, it's like definitely an aspect of it.
Right.
So are you dating strictly out of your DMs, or how's that working these days?
Yeah, the IM board was lit up with wanting to hear poon stories from Florida.
Yeah. I think we're all really big on no apps, though. Like, that's a huge rule. Like,
What's that
no
mean?
Apps. No what? Apps. No you can't use no apps.
Appetizers.
Bro.
No dating apps?
No, that's for the vile and profane.
He's lying. He's had, like, four Tinder Jones come through the
Well,
over
well
he's
I
lying.
Mean, like, when you're there for, like, 2-3 years, like, you slip up every, like, it's like an addict, you know? But, like... Dude, that's for it's for the vile and profane. The apps, you can't.
Yeah,
you know, I believe in love at first sight. Like you need to be. That needs to be a visual eye to eye contact, and like boom. I don't even know how I started talking to you. If it's not like that, I don't want it anymore.
Hey,
I need a wife.
Hey, young kings, listen up. God puts young the right kings. Ones in front of you. It's all about if you're able to handle it at the time or not. You might not be. You might miss out on an opportunity, but you got to learn from that. Young kings, listen to me.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen again. You just got to be ready for it.
But let me tell you,
make sure you're ready.
That is what Johnny was saying, though, is an old school philosophy. Because I mean, I've got two older daughters. Like meeting people now through apps is a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, but I agree. I don't think anything replaces physical interaction.
Nah.
You know, meeting somebody.
The apps
in person,
are it's
you know?
Playing God, man. I don't like that. That shit's weird. It's like that goes. That could you could apply that to any aspect of
Kai?
Social media and phones. But
how about forward. Fucking facing sonars.
Well,
we don't like it either.
We're going to sit here and talk about that for 30 minutes.
We're going to relate dating apps to forward facing sonars.
It's the same thing, though. We don't like it.
Thing.
Wow.
I want to know. Because listen up. When I was coming up,
that's so funny.
When I was coming up fishing, and my dad's two-man, we were in a two-man canoe, me and my dad.
It's not fishing, you're hunting.
I will never forget. Like, this is for real, though. The number one thing that intrigued me about fishing always was looking out over that reservoir
with
a two-man kayak with no electronics, with no fucking electric motor, not knowing how deep it is, not knowing if there's a smallmouth on that branch, not knowing anything,
and then extracting
that myself just based upon my knowledge that, okay, if I throw this there, this should get this mythical fish that I don't even know if it's there
and
or not.
Your feel, the bait.
To me, that's just as irreplaceable as finding a spot on your own, man.
Ponce de Leon tried to find the Fountain of Youth in a boat in like the 1500s and fought off savages, and we need sonar to catch a fish? Like, that's just ridiculous.
He died in the jungles of Florida.
Like, can we be men for once? Like, please. Yeah. My gosh.
But by all accounts, he was unsuccessful.
That's true. But he's a legend. They remember his name.
That's why they remember him. Not according to the X-Files. They did an episode on Ponce de Leon. He actually made it. He didn't age, but he had this like predator-type cloaking. It was in the X-Files.
He's like Tupac.
Oh, my God. Dude, that reminded me. It's... The Boston Be a Man guys, I love their account. So that's one we'll have to send them, see if they'll do. Something like, kick your forward-facing sonar off the front deck. Be a man.
Well, we've talked about making a tournament series, but it's no electronics, and you don't know what fish you're going to have to catch until you get. We're going to spin a wheel. So everyone who shows up to the tournament is going to be like rainbow trout,
awesome.
Bass,
bluegill,
pike, bluegill. Awesome. Like, let's spin it and see what these guys got.
Sign me up for
Would you enter? I'm in.
Don't host those tournaments in South Jersey because you got a choice between a bass or a 12-inch pickerel.
Perch.
But you could also also, the same thing would correlate to a Tinder competition, where you could lay out the groundwork of the type of desperate woman you're going to find on that site.
Or you could just go into Philly, like Old Town or something. Like,
I don't know. I just think the two things merge well, forward-facing sonar and Tinder.
Oh, no, it's definitely correspondence.
Yeah, if you're a fan of catching fish that you can see in front of you, you'd probably like Tinder as well. Yeah. I agree.
How about that? Interesting.
Wisdom.
I heard out at the clubs, the girls are just looking at their phones,
the clubs.
Scanning their apps about the guys that they're trying to talk to, and they're not communicating with each other like we did back in the day.
Looking at the apps in the clubs?
In the clubs.
In
they're
the
all
clubs talking to each
phones.
Other on the app?
All on
but
the
they're
app.
In the same building together?
That's
no, you're saying they're doing recon on the dudes. Is that what you're saying?
Like I guess they're on the apps live and they're meeting people that they select or they're scanning. They're maybe trying to.
Where did
maybe
you?
They,
where'd you schedule. What were you watching?
Well, TikTok.
Oh, motherfucker.
No, but that's a real element of chicks these days, though, because I think what did that one chick in the city tell you? Didn't she say like, I wouldn't even meet up with a guy if I didn't like scan his social profiles first, you know?
I went to I was living in New York City and I was a total black sheep in Manhattan. Like, I just did not fit in with the people I was with there, which is cool. This is what it is. But I went to my first party where people were willing to get together after the whole COVID thing. And I meet these girls there and I go up to them. Like, I was genuinely curious at this point because of the changing social dynamic in the city. And I was like, listen, if I'm in Central Park or if I'm just walking around the city and I think you're very attractive, there's something about you, I want to get to know you better. How would you as a woman want me to approach you as a man, for your first interaction? Like, honestly, in 2020, how would you want me to do that?
Pete?
What?
And
answer the question.
I'm not a woman, but
the weird thing about this was
I'm sorry, I missed it.
You're not.
I thought you were throwing this out to the room.
No. So I asked them this question. I thought it was like a decent hypothetical, and they unanimously said to me, "Well, I would never date a guy who I didn't meet over the internet because I couldn't vet him first."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Whoa. What?" Oh, I was God. Like, "Well." Well, I'm fucked.
Well, that's true. So that's true. Weird. But so many people have met this way. Like they say that when they actually connect and get together for the first time, they know they have so much dialogue because they're only interested in the same things. That's why they're together, and they have so much to talk about. Everybody that I've I take a lot of people fishing, and weirdly, we always get into this conversation. How'd you meet your wife?
How you get into this conversation?
Well, you know, you're
supposed to be talking about Senkos.
You got 8 hours. They're talking about their wife. I'm like, how'd you meet your wife?
Any pictures
and
of your wife?
So often, they say that they use the dating app.
Really?
Huh. I mean, I tell you.
All right, so guys that hire guys also use a dating app.
It's 80% of the time, man. It's
John and G met on dating app.
That's right.
John and G met.
Scott, the guy works for Bass U, met on dating app.
Probably uses a guide.
James Riley met on a dating app.
Uber's everywhere.
Uber's everywhere.
And listen,
Grubhub.
Eric, the intern's about to meet someone on dating.
You know, man, you got to get it how you live. I'm not knocking anyone on this earth meets their significant other through a dating app. I'm just telling you. I don't want my phone playing God for me. That's all I'm going to say.
You're out. Mm-hmm. So how are you making it happen?
Oh, I just don't have sex. You know what I'm saying? I don't really.
It's one way to go.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I just meet them as they come, and I meet way less women that way, but I meet way more important women in my life that way.
But how do they often come? How do you meet them?
Life.
Just at the grocery store and...
Life happenings. That's cool. It. Seriously.
At the soup kitchen.
That's how we.
Yeah, when I volunteer.
At the soup kitchen.
When I volunteer on Wednesdays.
We got a important loop in. Eric alluded to it earlier, just comparing Ike as our idol to our to Brady. So we actually were able to get a hold of Brady himself.
No!
Hold on, we got sound. We need sound here.
Hit Brian. It, Brady. Hit it.
No Mother sound.
No sound.
Brian.
It's on him.
It's on him.
Yeah, trust me.
Hey.
Dial him up on the phone. Tell him to turn his shit on.
Brady.
He got us muted.
Brady got us muted.
Dude,
oh,
Brady,
man.
Unmute yourself, Brady. This is. Yeah. Brady, you're on mute. Okay, now you're off mute.
Is he off mute?
Yeah, right.
Ouch.
Say, Brady.
Fuck. Let's hear it.
This is like the old days of Mike Live.
No, we need like a little piece of cardboard.
Right, now you need my dialogue.
Right on the cardboard. Here's hold the cardboard up to the screen.
So here's one thing I was talking to my wife about with, like, if you were just suddenly lurched back into this dating scene, right? Not being able to recognize a matching frequency is what I would find odd. You can only communicate so much when you're in front of someone. That's when you determine whether your frequencies are all on the same line.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, 1 or 2 days off you get a week, you got to go and, like, suffer through something that would have been purged out almost instantly at a bar encounter.
Oh, yeah.
That was the thing about meeting someone live.
Well,
you got to purge out once you're like, oh, my God. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't imagine how much less expensive it would be through a dating app, though. Because, like, you're
less expensive.
Less expensive.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, my gosh, how many times you're out buying drinks or trying to meet a girl, like just going out. It's like $100.
That's not going
to
work.
Back then it would be, it was $100. Tonight it's like $300 to get through the same night of just going out and like buying appetizers. Like just being out is expensive.
3 Grey Goose and tonics and an order of mozzarella sticks.
$350.
Let me tell you something. If I talk to a girl, if I met a girl, we went out to eat, and she had mozzarella sticks with Grey Goose vodka, I'd be like,
that's my kind of girl.
Yes, it is.
I want you faking
that's
a little
the one
bit.
I want.
You need to fake a little bit in the beginning. You can't just automatically come right out with the sticks and Grey Goose jalapeno poppers and shit.
No, I don't want no fake. Order that nasty shit in front of me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't
you like that?
That's how I know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Pete, you like that?
Yeah. Well,
they don't call him a dean for nothing. He's digging deep.
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. Just Brady, we got you.
Go for it.
Brady.
Yeah, Brady.
Yo, be Matt.
We need to buy him.
Yeah, he's talking with no sound.
Yeah, Brady.
Yeah, Brady.
Need to buy him.
It might be us. Is it us?
Is it us? His thing's going up and down a little bit.
Uh-oh, Brian's getting that
look. Look, he's getting that look.
Kai and Kai, you're about to yell at
him. No, I mean, I'll be honest. I haven't been here in a month. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. What the hell? What pass you using? You guys still on Wirecast or the other shit?
The other shit.
Other shit with 2 room shots?
No, well, we all
right.
Go it out.
Anyhow, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
What's
the other one?
Going on?
What, just
it's not Wirecast.
On a phone?
It's
StreamYard.
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 Yeah.
All right. So, Eric, should we tease a little bit about what might go down in the next couple days? Do you want to tease that at all to some people? Should we tease a little something?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh.
We're going fishing. Leave it at that.
We could just be generic about it, you know?
Extracting glorious copper specimens from cold northern running waters.
That sounds like a Susquehanna River trip.
Ooh. Something, it's not not far off.
What I how about the tick hole?
Tick hole.
Wow.
Yeah.
RIP tick hole. Right. That's not a thing anymore.
Tick hole.
Yeah.
0-0. None. Not another.
I never heard that
zero,
story.
Zero,
about
done.
You want to talk about me being Thanos?
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude. Tick hole.
This is the original Thanos.
Right? Ike burned
Brady.
That one down.
Well, I burned it, but then but then invasive vegetation. Actually burned it to the ground.
Wow.
Okay.
So it wasn't you.
Chestnuts got in there. Oh. Water chestnuts got in.
That's your excuse?
Yeah. This is a real excuse. So water chestnuts got in and, you know, like got worse and worse and worse and worse until it literally was a carpet of water chestnuts.
And Russians.
And the state came in. And a few Russians. And the state came in and literally the only way to eradicate it is to remove the water.
Wow.
So they drained the tick hole.
Man.
They had a shock boat, so they took all the fish. I don't know where the fish went.
Yeah,
I
would love to have seen that shock boat.
Yeah.
I would have given anything to see that.
Yeah. You fished the tick hole a good amount of time?
Got him.
Yeah.
Do we got him?
Ooh. Is that a baby?
Yeah, it's not like a child.
I think we got him.
Carol Ann.
Is Brady taking care of a child?
Oh, I hear something.
Where'd you find a baby, Brady?
Wait, is that audio coming?
No, can you hear me?
right?
I don't know
we
where
can
it's going.
We can hear you.
I don't know.
That sounds weird.
It sounds like he's.
Yeah, it's not
Happy
coming
holidays.
Through the right way.
Right. Yo, Brady, what
it's
do you?
It's coming through.
Brady,
though.
Yo, Brady, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What do you got to say? Give us your 2 cents on Uncle Larry Outdoors.
Put,
the movement.
Put
what
more
do you
of your
say about
put
it?
More of your head in the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Brady Mack.
I'm on the podcast right now. Mike, you're an inspiration to all of us. And, you know, we all love you guys, and I'm glad that we all do, like, we go out there, we do our own thing, and we keep it genuine to how we all, you know, love to do it. And, you know, I've learned a lot from Eric.
I love you, Brady. I love you.
Come on. I love this guy.
I'm very happy to be a part of this group because I'll tell you one thing. We all do our own thing. We go out and fish. We send it, and we don't care what people think. We don't care what people say. Like, we just do our own thing, and that's what Uncle Larry's is all about.
Brady, that's one of my oldest friends in South Jersey. You know, when I first moved down here, I really – and we talked about keeping your circle tight.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just fish with anyone. And Brady was someone that, like, right off the bat, I just could tell, like, I could bring this guy out for a full day of fishing on the tracker, and he's going to contribute positively to the experience. Yeah. You know, and that's hard to find, man.
Yeah.
See, he knows all about Ike Live.
Hey, is that the Wobble?
Oh, Cabo Wobble.
I love tequila.
Okay, so one of my favorite tequilas that I've recently discovered is called Corazon. It's a reposado. It's a single barrel reposado.
Oh!
That's how you pump a sponsor right there.
It's very tasty. It's good. And on a weekend like this, you know, or any day.
Yeah. Damn, thank you for the tip. I'm gonna tell Becky about that, Pete. Gotta get some here at the bar.
It looks good.
I like to have some.
We need some.
So,
yeah.
A lot of these guys are down here. I'm looking forward to doing some fishing. You know, I think they all know that.
Hell yeah.
No, and Brady really is the type of dude, too, that we last time I was staying with him a couple of years ago, we were going fishing, and we had to scrape 2 feet of snow off his tracker before we went. You know, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, we'll go out and whatever, and I appreciate people like that.
Yeah,
because
that's
badass. That's hard to find as well, you know. It doesn't matter. Like,
hardcore.
As long as we're out there going for it,
That's
it. You got to be out there 100%. Doing it.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, so I'm proud of you guys, man. You guys really represented what Uncle Larry's is all about, and, like, this is one of the better podcasts, I think, Mike. I mean, he's had a lot of good podcasts, but I think Uncle Larry's, you guys really represent what this type of generation is all about, man, putting out those good videos. And I hope people subscribe, and, you know, I'm proud of you guys, man, for real.
Hell yeah.
Brady.
We love you, Brady. We love you, Brady.
You man, Brady. It's awesome.
Sorry to cut you short, Brady, but your audio is really low. I think it's something on my end. Yeah, I don't know. It was Dave or Rich. Blame somebody else.
Brian's one of the gifts he's asking for Christmas this year is the producer's handbook. It's like the Bible, the blueprint.
Producing for dummies.
Producing for dummies.
After 10 years.
Yeah, you're finally going to get your first copy.
Retain some knowledge, dumbass. You know what I mean? Fucking stupid bastard. What are you going to do, man?
Big bass. I think Paul. I'm gonna say you locally. You got the biggest bass recently.
Yeah, he's on the biggest.
Yeah.
Sure. Power bait. Paul.
Paul's the man right now. Paul's the man to beat.
He'll take it.
Paul, Mike, you're
gonna.
Yeah, Paul, you're the man right now.
Mike, you're gonna know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Paul. Brady kind of seems a little bit like Prince Paul, right? Looks like him. Sounds like Prince Paul.
Yeah. The old school Prince Paul from the rap.
Yeah. MC Search and Prince
Paul,
dude.
Third base. Yeah.
He said he'll take Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
That's his real name. Chris Paul.
Paul Wall.
AKA Prince Paul.
Yeah.
But yeah, about the big bass, I got about 4 or 5 5-pound fish this year.
That's good for South Jersey. They're
South
giants.
Jersey, just from the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're big ones.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Brady, any parting words?
Any parting words? Be honest, man. Just happy holidays. Hope everyone has a good holiday. It doesn't spend too much on people that really don't give a crap about them.
It's probably the best, one of the best pieces of advice we've had all night. Yeah.
Yeah, spend wisely.
Yeah, because honestly, like, people try to act like, you know, like this is a holiday where they're giving to people, but like, lo and behold, these people that they're giving to really just do not care.
Damn. It happens a lot. It happens a lot on holidays.
This is getting to the point of the getting a Lethal Weapon when Mel Gibson was contemplating suicide.
Yeah.
The silly season.
It's a good time, like Thanksgiving. It's a good time of year to be around family. Be around. I'm glad that like Uncle Larry's and everyone's around, you know, in town and stuff like that. And yeah, I just seriously want to wish everyone a happy holidays and hope everyone has a good Christmas and a New Year's.
You too, Brady. Happy holidays.
Love you, Brady.
We love you, Brady.
Happy holidays.
We'll see you tomorrow, Brady.
Yes, sir.
You fly, will? Eagles, fly.
Blue hole.
Bright and early.
Oh,
blue hole.
Blue hole. You're right. It's a good place to go. Yeah.
I
want to
say, go Birds.
Yo, check out Car Hogs, too.
Card Hogs.
What's next, Bri? The guy working the counter, Marino's Pizza?
I mean, yeah. If it's
Marino's.
Brady, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brady.
Yeah, the audio was fucked. It's not audio, though.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's 50.
Is that Valdez's place?
No.
Oh, man. Dude, one time I went in there, and I didn't know who Valdez was. And he asked
that was his place.
That was, but like, Brian ordered a pizza for us there, and I go in to pick it up for him, and I didn't know who Valdez was, and like, we had went fishing over at like your guy's spot around here, and he's like, oh, you go fishing today? I guess I was like muddy or something. I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, where'd you go? Like, do you go to this spot? And I'm like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, you went with Brian? I'm like, don't know who that is. Like, bro, tell him I'm John Valdez. He ordered this pizza. Like, I know exactly who you are. I know exactly where you went. I'm trying to keep it all secret and
that's
fly.
Amazing.
I still do. Dude, Eric and I one time at our favorite spot in North Jersey, we see this fucking powder blue car driving around the edge, and this guy's calling Eric, like, asking, like, where to, like, launch and park. I'm like, don't pick up. Let him figure it out.
You hear that, Johnny?
So mad he drove 2 hours
north,
dude.
He's like, we see him driving around with his rig by, like, the kids' playground and shit, like, yeah, far away from the boat ramp, right? But just a little blue speck out in the distance, and, like, I see that, he's calling me. I'm like, yo, Johnny, what should we do about this? He's like, I really think you should just probably put the phone back down. And that's probably what we did.
Yeah.
Dirty.
I love you, John. He's a good guy. He's a good
great guy. John Valdez is a great guy.
Oh, man. And he hasn't been back north since.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, so you ghost to John Valdez. I didn't follow that part of the story, yeah.
Maybe.
Allegedly. One time Brian ordered us a pizza and I was staying over at the place across the street, and it's like 2 a.m. by the time this guy actually brings it over to us. Like we were starving. Like, this guy was just trying to be solid. But like, it's 2 a.m. At this point, I gave up on food. I'm like asleep. That house is so haunted too. So I'm like half awake, half asleep, just scared out of my mind. And all of a sudden, right when I'm about to fall asleep, I just hear like Metallica blasting. It's like this, like, it was like one. It was like really dark Metallica song. And I hear someone coming through the back door and drop a pizza and like a $20 bill on the ground and walk out. I was like, what the hell just happened? This is the scariest thing it's ever happened in my life. It was just Brian creeping around.
Possessed pizza.
I brought pizza over?
No, you know what it was? It was you told us to buy a pizza, but you would pay us back. And so we went and bought the pizza earlier in the night, and you hadn't given us the money. And, like, your conscience must have been like, wow, I promised these guys $20, and they need that to get home. So you came and dropped off the cash, but it was at, like, 2 a.m, and you're, like, cranking Metallica. It was so scary. I
do not remember any of that. But it may have happened.
Dave wants to hear about the haunted house story.
Oh. Where do you want to start?
That's all Eric.
I lived in a haunted house for 3 years, thanks to this guy. Or no, it wasn't 3 years, probably 2.
Let's just start with the best case so far. What happened?
Oh, man, the best case? So when I first moved into that house, I was living with 5 dudes that were all from Burlington. You remember that crew?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the Burlington crew?
Yeah.
So the Burlington crew, was telling me about this entity, Janet, that lived in the house. And, you know, Janet was a real person that actually Brian knew from the past that ended up passing away in the house. And they all told me about these encounters that they would have with her. And I'm like, all right, you know, you guys are all smoking crack.
How'd they know her name was Janet?
That was her name. I mean, was that not her name?
Yeah, yeah, I knew her.
Her name. Like, he literally, Brian knew that she's
my
real
neighbor.
Lady.
Oh.
She passed away in the house.
Oh,
so,
okay. I didn't know that.
And I bought her house.
So then one day, you know, I'm sitting there. This is the first summer that I'm living there. And over the summer, all these kids would go back to Burlington, because it's only like 45 minutes away. But I'm from North Jersey, and I was working at Dick's at the time,
yeah.
down here in Deptford.
Yeah.
So I was staying at the house. I was the only one at the house. And then I'll never forget it. I was there one June night, and, you know, I'm on the top floor, and there's a staircase leading to the top floor. And I just hear, fucking clear as day, someone walking up the stairs, slow. Doom. Doom.
Bullshit.
Doom. All right, I'm done. Is that Brady? I knew
it. What the hell is this, Jimmy Houston?
This man tells a lot of bullshit.
Talk about a haunting. Holy hell.
Right? The haunting of Brady Mack.
The podcast.
The spirits are among us.
The podcast is haunted.
Holy hell.
So.
No, I don't know. I didn't do anything. Yeah. No, it was just bullshit.
Come on, see?
No, I'm lying.
Finish.
No, but I'm lying, though.
Ah, it's bullshit. But
I ain't said nothing, no, yeah.
Come on.
Did you ever see anything? Like, did you ever see any?
I saw her walk by from the kitchen to the hallway one time.
So what, like describe, like, the shape, the color, like, what?
No, it was nothing distinct. It's like when I'm sitting on the couch here, and it's like you see it out of your peripherals.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't – but I literally was sitting on the couch one day, and I seen someone walk from the kitchen to down the hallway. Brian knows what I'm talking about. But
wow.
Out of my peripherals, like 100,000%.
Was it, like, white? Like a white?
No, dark.
Oh, like a
dark.
Shadow.
Yeah, dark.
Ooh,
but
shadow,
but a figure, for sure. But, no, I we had some of those Burlington kids had, like, seen her, like, full-body apparition.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But then, you know, the story that actually resonates with me the most didn't even happen to me. So after those Burlington kids moved out, a couple of kids from another town had moved in. And, you know, we're hanging out, getting to know each other for a few weeks. And finally I break it out to them. I kind of do what the Burlington kids did with me. And I broke the story to them, like, hey, this is like, there's like something going on in this house.
Yeah.
These kids are looking at me like, I don't know if we can even, like, talk to this guy anymore. You know, like, they're looking at me like I'm such a crazy motherfucker. They're like, I can't even, like, associate with him. And then about a week later, one of the two came up to me, fucking so serious. He's like, man, we gotta have a talk. I'm like, yeah. If we sit down, and he says, mind you, this is someone that about a week ago was as skeptical as you could be to
yeah.
all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And he just sits down, and he's like, looks like he's about to cry. He's like, bro, so I was sitting here last night, couch just like this, two people could fit on it.
Oh, God.
He was like, I was sitting just like this at like 1:30 in the morning, and Mako's on the sleep over there. I'm already upstairs asleep. And he goes, I just feel someone sit down next to me. And then I look over, and there's a fucking indent on the couch of like someone sitting next to me.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
And he was like, from that day on,
God.
I saw someone that like looked at me like a fucking lunatic for even bringing it up with him
yeah.
to being like he was a believer.
True believer.
After
Whoa.
That. So that was actually the most profound thing that I would say happened. It wasn't even anything that happened to me. But yeah, I was in the house one night by myself. I heard someone walking up the stairs. I literally jumped out the top story window, and then I walked around the side.
Ran away from it.
Oh yeah, I jumped out of my window, and then I went around the side to see if like, okay, there's got to be like some car. And it was just my, I'll never forget turning around and seeing in the garage, it was just my Jeep sitting there and no one else was home. And I didn't stay in my house that night.
Man,
no
wild.
Shit.
Yeah.
Bryce, is it still active?
The
haunting.
Your ghost house?
I don't know. I don't have this that type of relationship with the.
Well, we were opening a lot of portals at the time, so I think that probably
is. That's the house right next to Brian's house.
Yeah,
across
the
street.
One that he owns.
You
yeah.
were opening portals.
What do you mean by that?
Absolutely.
Defined.
Through a Ouija board?
No. Experimentation through natural means of. Consuming things from the earth.
Okay.
You know, and I do believe that is a portal to the other side in a sense. And
Dave, if you want to see some real paranormal stuff, you got to come check out the UFOs by us in Tampa.
Man. I've never seen a UFO.
Oh,
man.
Dave!
It's a bi-weekly activity
I
for us.
Seen one either,
it's
Dave,
absolutely
I moved
nuts.
To
no,
you've seen
it's
it?
First one.
Is that true?
I've seen one.
Well,
like
we live right by the Air Force Base. We live right by MacDill Air Force Base in South Tampa. And there is some stuff, man. Like, you go to St. Pete and you're just hanging out fishing all night. You look southeast and over towards the air. Dude.
Oh, bro.
Oh, my gosh, man. Like, the stuff they got going on over there is just unbelievable. It's so in your face, too. Like, the first couple times, like, maybe it's me. And then you bring other people out there and you're like, dude, that is just unbelievable.
Well, describe some of the movements you're seeing.
Well, first one I ever seen down there. This is my first UFO I've ever seen. I've been in Jersey my whole life. Never seen no shit in the sky. I couldn't explain. Like, second month in Florida, we're out of fucking Shell Key. It's like 2 a.m. We're delirious out there trying to catch reds and snook. And I remember we had a bonfire set up. And I remember walking back to the bonfire facing the Gulf of Mexico, like facing the Gulf. And I remember at the corner of my eye, like down there, you can see the stars a lot better. It's not as much light pollution and whatnot. And I remember seeing this one star, like kind of like he said, out of my peripheral that was like super bright. Like could have been like a mini planet. And as soon as I focused on it, I'm like, damn, that's a bright-ass star. It was like somebody cut a string, and that thing went down into the Gulf and just disappeared.
Oh,
whoa.
Dude. Yeah.
It was retarded. It was retarded, and I was screaming. And Johnny's like, yeah, that's my second one I've seen.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, look at that, my guy. Yeah, you see it? Like, yeah.
it got to the point where Johnny and I were watching a UFO, literally laughing like school children. Yeah. Like, look at that one, dude.
I've had to pull people away. Like, they'll be like watching one for like a minute or two. I'm like, yo, we got to go to the next spot, dude. Like, come on. Like, yeah, it's a UFO. Let's get going. Like,
UFO,
I don't know,
dude,
what like you want us to say.
I'm excited.
I wish we were joking.
Yeah,
I really do.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
They make me like dumb it down because they're so used to it because they've seen shit and like the skills and stuff. So it's just like
I've been waiting for that
UFO.
My whole life.
Crazy.
And you guys just treat it like, you know, it's rich kids treating $100 bill. You
know? I'm still processing.
You won't see
them
play video
games. How about the green ball flight?
Oh yeah, I seen the Green Lantern, like the real Green Lantern out there too.
What do you mean?
Like, all right. Literally, like, you know, the Green Lantern, like you see that ball with like the green tail?
Yeah.
I literally seen that.
Like a comet.
Like a comet, but it wasn't a comet. Like, I don't know what it was. It wasn't a comet, and that bitch was fast. It was just like
entering the atmosphere.
Yeah. It came in and went out.
Wow.
Quick.
That whole area is nuts. We've seen some nuts stuff in nature too. Like, we saw a shark come out of the water and eat on land.
What?
And then slither back into the water like
what?
A snake.
Chase something
yeah,
up on the beach.
It literally pinned it down like it was in WWE, like I think it was like a School of Jacks or something. And this like 6-7 foot bull shark comes leaping out of the water onto a sandbar, pins down one of the jacks, munches it down, and then it just slithered back in the water like a snake. We're like, oh, we were just waiting over there. That's cool. Like, you should probably, yeah.
Yo, bull sharks got the highest testosterone level in the animal kingdom.
That's also the shark that set the movie Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bull sharks
Mattawan
don't fuck
Creek.
Around.
You're right.
It's a crazy moment when you realize that the things that you actually physically exist in this world and you can go see tomorrow are crazier than any fiction they can make in any movie.
It's crazy.
And that I promise you.
Yeah.
The things that I've seen in real life are crazier than anything I could see in any sci-fi movie imagined.
What's the craziest thing you've
yo,
seen?
Yo, tell about the turtle, E.
They
tell
got
about
a
the
dead
turtle.
Guy as president.
Tell about the giant turtle.
So we were
and everybody and we elected him. and we're still pretending that he's not dead.
Zombie.
Tell me that's not crazy.
Yeah, they're gonna say there's some bullshit too, but I saw what I saw. Remember that? Right? I was stone cold. I was out there with another dude that he never smoked a joint in his life. You know what I'm saying? So like, this man was on point. He saw the same thing that I saw. Right? Listen. So we're out on a glacier lake in North Jersey, and we're in my tracker, and we're in the back of the lake, and we both see it clear as day. This giant fucking mass floats to the surface out of nowhere. And the initial thing that I thought in my mind was, whoa, dude, look, a fire. And I said it out loud. I was like, a tree trunk just floated to the surface.
Yeah,
like an entire trunk of a tree just floated. Look at that. That's crazy, dude. And meanwhile, John, he's in the back freaking out. He's like, dude, that's a turtle. I'm like, I'm like going forward with my trolling motor to try to get closer and going up. I'm looking at it like, bro, you ate one too many Adderalls today. And he's like, dude, that's a turtle. It's a turtle. And as I'm going towards it, this mass that's literally as big as my tracker. I mean, like, I'm not exaggerating a bit.
You know that real old school picture of the Loch Ness Monster, the black and white one that they debunked as being fake, but like with the head and shit?
Yeah.
So as I'm going towards this shit with my trolling motor on there, for all of a sudden this thing fucking turns its head and fucking sinks back beneath the surface.
Whoa.
To this day, I absolutely could not tell you what
that was. So you're
putting
this mass at 12 feet?
More. 14, wow. 12 to 14.
Bro.
Almost as big as my tracker. Mm. And to this day, I literally could...
Look at Ike.
Can we call John Horvat?
We might need to go
back there.
Gotta go on a guy got on a hunt.
We might need to go back.
I'll up you on too. It's like that lake. Me and my buddy were doing some research on that lake, and it's a lake with these glacier caverns that like they don't even know how deep they go.
Oh, for real?
Whoa.
Mm. Yeah.
Now it's starting to make sense.
The plot thickens.
Eric and I over COVID, we went to this. We were just going around Long Island. There's nothing to do, and we found this spot where there's a trout river that runs under the highway. And if you go in at low tide, because it's tidal at this point, there used to be like 10-pound brook trout caught out of this river. So we found out about this spot where if you crawl through a tube under the highway, like a drainage pipe, it opens up into this room that's probably about the size of this studio, and it's like 10 feet deep, and there's water coming in from all of the drainage pipes all over the LIE. And apparently it's just loaded with trout. So for like a week straight, we were going in there just low tide, hoping that it's not going to rise on us,
it's called the room.
And there's like there's a chair hanging from the ceiling, like a chair and the biggest spiders you've ever seen just all over the place. It's one of the creepiest places. And we're going back there with everything, trying to catch a trout. And like, I'll let Eric take it over what he saw in there, but this place.
You didn't catch any?
Dude,
no,
but like literally, I remember we were all. We had a light, right? Someone had a light.
Yeah,
I fucking hope so.
Dark.
May or may not.
I mean,
not
with
have
us,
light.
With us, you don't know. With us, you simply do not know. But we were in the room one day, and I remember, I think it was the dude we were with. He shined his light, like he turned, and his light like shined down on the room, so I could actually see with my eyes physically what was in the water in front of us. And I just saw this giant fucking silver mass, dude. Like, I have no idea how it looked like either a big striper or a big rainbow. I remember I screamed. I was like, oh!
Yeah, you screamed like it was gross, like it was scary.
Yeah, because it was. We were in literally pitch black. We're in this, like, under the highway.
Whoa.
You know, we're in this room. Johnny's feeling shit go by his legs, like hitting his
legs. There's, like, eels going by you and stuff. It's nuts. Yeah,
the LIE is wide. That's a long.
It's like 100. It's probably like an 80 yards
almost
crawl.
Almost a football field. Yeah. We're almost doing a full football field crawl through this tube.
What do you mean crawl?
Black.
Like, what's the crawl?
Like straight, like you're hunched.
Army
like this.
Crawl?
Like
not army, but half your body's in the water. Meanwhile, we're in Leaky Dick's waders. You know, we weren't able to exercise the free Dick's wader program because it was COVID and all the dicks were closed. So they weren't taking our ripped waders back.
Right.
So we're out there. You know, we're leaking.
Yeah.
It's pitch black, and we're seeing giant silver masses in front of us, man.
Whoa.
But like I said, that really just goes back to tell you that you can make up anything you want in a fantasy movie, but like. The shit that's actually out there is crazier, I promise you.
That is crazy.
Next time I'm in Florida, I don't want to go to your stupid secret fishing spots. I want to go to your UFO place you're sick of going to.
Yeah, I mean, the UFO place is really cool. It's like we take everyone there because it's like a nice hike. It's like anyone can handle it. It's like a mile along the beach. It makes you feel adventurous if you don't know what we really do, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you can handle it, Dave. Like, I feel like you'd be fine out there. like, we get out there, dude. We chill out. We have a fire. And you just look up in the sky and like just wait
watch
for the
UFOs?
Just try not to get abducted or something.
He's not kidding too. Like they're really. I mean, if we're being honest, I think each of us have probably had over 5 encounters with things in the sky.
Wow, I would do
that's
anything
crazy.
For just one in
but
my
all
life.
In Florida too. Like
all
I mean, a few not.
That's not actually true because
Virginia.
You and me had some encounters before that.
Right. Well, we saw the falling star in Virginia, which was like what Kai described. That was the first time we ever saw that, where like. Something just caught our attention. The sky just so bright, and you're looking at it, just get brighter, 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 and you're for some reason like you just have to look at it. You're like, what is that? Mm-hmm. And then just drops.
Like somebody
like
a, cut a string.
Like a cartoon. Yep,
literally.
It was really cartoonish. It was like someone was holding a ball of light in the sky and just went, just dropped it.
It was so dramatic. I'm driving and Eric's in the passenger seat and we screamed at the same time because we're like, what? Like, it almost looked like this is going to hit the earth or something. We both screamed. I'm like, okay. So we both saw the same thing because there's nothing else that would give us that reaction.
The MMA fighter, George St. Pierre, you can find this online, had something in New Mexico.
He didn't scream, though.
Where one was like, whoop, came right in and was just like, zoop. And they all saw. There were all a bunch of fighters on their way from one place to another.
Yeah.
It was like him, Rashad Evans, and they tells the story, man. Wow. Told it on Rogan. Told it on Rogan's podcast like probably 10 years ago.
Now it's just fun, though. Like we acknowledge it, so it's like, oh, okay, cool.
And it's like, who knows what it is, right? At the end of the day, who knows what any of this stuff we're talking about is, but it's just the notion of like, are you going to accept that things may not be entirely what they seem, or are you just going to chalk that up to, oh, you guys were just baked? You know?
Where are you at?
Probably somewhere in the middle.
It's somewhere in the middle. Guess what? It's somewhere in the middle. It's gray like everything else in life.
How baked were you?
Do you remember when you had to define the word lit? And you said Eric was baking all day, so he must be lit. It's probably somewhere in that
room. Oh, my gosh. I did that, didn't I?
You did do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happened. Paul, where are you at with this stuff?
Paul, where are you at with UFOs, Paul? Let's hear a good...
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing one, but honestly, what I'm more interested in is Eric's story about that long, that big, huge neck or head or whatever.
I wish I could get John Horvat on the phone. Man. No. I really wish I could get him on the phone because I feel like that's the one that I tell, and even like people really look at me like, "Yo, dude, you're really on some shit, huh? Like, what are you talking about?"
Anyone who looks at you like that has never experienced something they can't explain.
We saw it, man. And I can't explain. There's nothing in my being that. But it was like the size of that fucking table over there.
That's
and
crazy.
And it was a mass. And I thought it was a tree trunk. And then this fucking thing's head turned and it sank back beneath the surface. And I have no reason to lie to you about that.
All you need to do is see one thing you can't explain, and everything else is possible.
Yeah.
There's something similar to that that was sighted many years ago in Lake Champlain. I know you've fished there before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lake Champlain monster.
The champ
monster.
You don't know, man. You don't know. We don't know. What? Listen, I'll quote. The last edit I put up for Uncle Larry's was the beginning. I used a quote from Action Bronson. And he said, he started off, he's like, man, you got to appreciate every last fucking second on this earth because we don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, yeah,
and at the end of the day, we don't, man. Yeah. We really don't. Yeah. And you just got to take every moment for what it is and appreciate everything and just be grateful, man. And I learned that lesson a lot. This year, I really did. Yeah. You know, whether it was out in Arizona or just doing things with Uncle Larry's, it's like
people wanted to
hear
about you almost getting killed in Arizona. That was a very popular request when I was doing IMs.
It was,
man.
That was a strange thing. You told me all about it. That was weird.
It's cool because at the end of the day, it taught me a very important lesson, which is again kind of what I was going back to. But dude. With any of us, and I hate to say it like this, but it could be any place, anytime, for any reason. And that's why you always just have to have the same mentality of just being grateful and taking things one second at a time.
Maybe have some situational awareness of where you're at.
So I'll just tell the story. I mean, I think it's important to tell because it does go back to situational awareness and just kind of following your sixth sense, too, I would say. And I would credit fishing and being in the outdoors for so long for kind of having that idea of when things just might not be right. Yeah. So, you know, for work, one of the things I do is I film a baseball team. Shout out to the East Coast Lumberjacks, man, Dan Ryan.
Hey, yo.
You guys run an amazing
organization. Lumberjacks, yo.
Love you guys, man. And it's basically a national showcase team for seniors in high school that want to get into college. And
that's neat.
And it's like, it ain't just high schoolers, man. Like, these kids are nasty. Mm. Like, I was filming this one kid last 2 years, Josh Knoth. He just turned 16 years old. He's throwing 95. Whoa. So, like, these kids are fucking awesome. Yeah. And they travel across the country. And it just so happened that this recent stop put me in Arizona. I filmed the whole week. It was awesome. This is the last day we were out there, right? So I'm out there on the curb. And mind you, we're living in a community. You know, like, so Florida has a lot of these, too. There's these communities that are popping up that are a lot of seemingly nice houses, but people just rent them out for Airbnbs. So we're in one of those communities. And I'm out there the last night. It's basically our house. There's the street. There's a light across the street. And then there's a little park with no lights. So I'm sitting under the light across the street, you know, doing what I do, twisting and turning, you know, just getting my situation ready for the end of the night. And all of a sudden, out of my left side peripherals, I see two dudes coming up on a bike, on bikes.
Yeah.
And it was funny because
bicycles.
Okay. And it was funny because before I even really saw them, I instantly had that feeling of I describe it as like square peg in a round hole. Like these two just don't fucking belong, yeah. Right? And then I look up. And all of that is kind of confirmed when I see these two have masks over their faces. They're wearing, they had masks, they had baseball caps on, and they had bat. They literally looked like the Columbine shooters.
Whoa.
I swear to God, that was the vibes I got. So, you know, Florida's kind of taught me this, and I'm really this anyway. It's like, I'm live and let live, man. It's like, you could be on your way to go fucking rob a convenience store right now. If you're not bothering me, I'm not bothering you. And that's just how I've learned to maneuver throughout this world, right? So, I'm sitting there doing my thing. I'm looking up like, okay, this is just not great what these two are up to, but they don't really see me. I don't see them, whatever. So next thing I know, I look up again, and they're gone. They're out of my sight. So I'm like, okay. I've been hanging out in this park all week across the street from our house. This is where I go to decompress at the end of the night. And I go down to this spot. Mind you, it's pitch black down there. There's no lights down there. I'm only standing under the light because I need to see what I'm doing. So I go down into this park, and I have headphones on like this. I have Beats headphones on, and I'm listening to my music. I'm about a quarter way through this situation, and I just felt it before I even heard anything through my headphones. And I'm listening to music loud. I felt it, man. And I know we've all felt that situation. We've spent a lot of time out in the woods, and you can kind of feel like when you're being watched or when like just something is off.
Yeah.
I had that same feeling come over me. And then through the right side of my headphones, I heard something, which in hindsight was these two pulling up on me on their bikes. So, and then everything I'm about to tell you happened in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here. I hear that. I turn to my right, and I see these two silhouettes, probably about where that door is, maybe 10, 15 feet away.
Yeah.
And in these 2 seconds, I register, it's the two dudes I saw on the bikes.
Yeah.
This is not good.
They still have masks
on. They're about to fucking rob me for my gram of weed and $20, you know? Like, this is ridiculous. And no sooner than I could register all that, I see the shorter one of the two aiming like this, right? Like, just right at me. And I'm still, like I said, 2 seconds. So I'm registering all this. And when I turned, I feel like what happened was he was still trying to get aim on me. And he wasn't quite there yet. But he saw me turn, and he knew that I saw him, so he reacted. And then when I turned, first shot goes off. Pop. Right at me, fucking flash, loud as fuck, everything. Pop. And then that next 10 seconds, man, was just pure blackout, running through this field.
You just started running.
Oh, man, as I'm getting shot at, my, like, dude. And I remember that. It's crazy because that whole ordeal was probably 10 seconds long. Next thing I know, I'm like in the house again. But I remember in that 10 seconds, man, I was like, I thought about everything, dude. I thought about all of your faces. I thought about everything that I would leave behind and how much it would fucking suck if it all was going to end by me just like bleeding out in this field. And, you know, it's like, wasn't my time, man.
Yeah.
And I ended up back in the house. And
it's like Pulp Fiction. It's scary.
It was crazy. The one dude, Brett, who was in the – he was like one of the kids' dads, was an ex-cop from Long Island. He runs in. He's like, what the fuck is going on? The pitching coach runs. So mind you, the house was like 100 yards away from where it was going down. The pitching coach runs. He was in the back of the house listening to TV on loud. He runs in like, what the fuck? I just heard fucking gunshots. What the fuck? Cop gets on the phone. There's already houses reporting gunshots and shit.
Whoa.
And it was crazy because the cops came and they had ended up telling us that, yeah. So the cop from Long Island was like, yeah, I just don't fucking understand. Like, it seems like such a nice, it's like a nice neighborhood. Like, how the fuck could something like this happen? And he was, a cop from Arizona, was explaining, well, you know, the thing about it is a lot of these newer Airbnb situations in the contracts, they write in that about 20% of it has to be allocated for affordable housing. So he's like, so about, you know, like two blocks down from all these nice houses are like the projects, basically, where a lot of gang activity goes on. And yeah, dude, it's like, how do you, what do you even say about something like that, man. You know? Because that was, I had nothing to do with those two in existence in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Whether it was a gang initiation thing, whether it was two crazy motherfuckers just trying to kill some people, which we know happens, you know, in this day and age that we're living in, you see it every other day on the news. And I hate to say it like that, but that's really what it is, you know? Like, I remember just seeing in North Carolina, a 15-year-old kid walks behind a walking trail and just is killing moms walking their dogs, you know? Like, that's the shit that's happening and in this world that we're in. So whatever it was, man, it just, you know, you have something like that happen to you and you realize that, you know, maybe this is not all determined by me.
Yeah.
You know, there really might be some, it could be dumb luck or there could be some other forces at play and it really wasn't my time.
But, wasn't your time, bro.
That's scary,
you know,
man.
Yeah. But I have a, hey, cheers to that.
Come on, man.
And a silver lining, though, and I want to end it on a positive note. I really do because it's a positive story at the end of the day. I look down after I ran in, and this goes back to something Brian used to say about me. He's like, bro, you could be fucking on your last dollar, and somehow you still have a joint to smoke. And I look down, bro. Not only do I got the blunt still in my hands, I got that shit at attention, ready to smoke. And you know what the fuck I did after the cops left? I sat there and I smoked that whole thing to the face.
Oh,
and I was like, you know what?
It's a perfect ending to it.
Wasn't my time, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well,
it wasn't.
There's one more real positive on this, too. I promise. Like, Eric, I don't mean to, like, take away from everything you said, but, like, there was, a real positive, too.
Yeah.
Like a real one that we could learn from.
Go ahead.
But it was like, which was so Eric's explaining this story to me. I was in Sweden still when this happened to him. He's telling me this story on FaceTime the next day, and he's walking me through, like, not only the story that he just walked you guys through, but like the scene. Like, he's walking me through, like, all the spots on the camera, and he goes to the spot where, right when he's like, and this is where they shot at me, he, like, takes a seat, like, right where it happened, and on camera this, like, six, seven-year-old kid just comes sprinting up to Eric from out of nowhere and just, like, rubs his head a couple times and, like, smiles at him and then runs away. And we're both just, like, silent. I was like, dude, like, that kid, like, because, like, I could see it in Eric's face. Like, he was, like, really going through it. Like this shit really happened to him. Like, I could really tell. And this kid just came over and was like, it's going to be fine, man, and then just ran away, totally disappeared. And I was like, yeah, like,
whoa.
Hey, like, there's some dark stuff that comes out of nowhere, and then there's some real light stuff that comes out of nowhere. And that was, like, that's the stuff I saw coming out of it, and I thought that was a cool little thing.
Just walk amongst us, man.
Listen,
right,
man,
they really do.
So
you can't have the light without the dark.
And you got that. And we know now you have really good speed.
Yeah.
I ran cross country in high school.
Yeah.
Track.
Dude,
they weren't catching me.
I've raced them.
Cannot run a bullet.
Man.
Apparently you can.
Well,
you know,
right?
Oh yeah, don't
faster than a speeding bullet.
If anyone tells you, like, yeah, man, I was zigzagging, like, you don't know what
serpentine.
The fuck, you don't know what the fuck you're doing when that's going on.
Zigzag.
You have, I couldn't tell you
zigzag.
All I know was I was going that way.
Yeah.
That's it. As fast as humanly
out
possible.
And away. What movie was that from, Pete? Serpentine.
Oh, Run Serpentine, and he goes back
Serpentine.
and
I
runs
Serpentine Hutch, I think, or something like that. It was with Ben Stiller.
Which brings up our Mystery Tackle Box.
Yeah.
Which is a great,
great
segue to...
This was
a great segue.
Oh, yeah. Brady was so compelling. You can't make fun of nobody.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, from Eric's story to great segue
to Mystery Tackle Box. You know this part, guys. We're going to do a MTB unboxing. Tonight, we're going to unbox two boxes, Pete.
Two?
Yes, we're going to do a pro box and...
I'd say we do three. Box. Everybody on...
How are we going to do this?
Do seven. Everybody just unbox one. And yeah.
No, send me a box.
No, let's do right, two. Here, so we'll do... Huh? Here, Paul,
midnight.
Catch us
right.
One.
You better break the seal.
You guys do... You four do that one.
Dave,
and us
you need
we'll
another
do
drink.
This one.
Breaking the seal right
we're
here.
We're going to break the seal.
For a moment.
This is one of the best parts. Listen to this, guys. You know how much I like the sound of this. Listen, ready? That's right. You heard that. Look at that. There's the pop. All right, Pete. Start with you. We'll pass it down from you.
All right.
And the way this works, guys, is
first look.
Pick something in that box that is compelling to you, that you look at it, you're like, oh, this is something I want to try.
Well,
something I might use.
I'm going to grab one right off the top.
Okay, there you go.
Are you ready? Right,
Paul, grab one. Yep. Pete?
I got this jig. It's a very light jig. It's a green pumpkin looking jig, but look at the weight.
Big mop jig.
It's a tiny, tiny jig with a big profile. Super slow fall. Very interesting.
It is interesting.
You know?
Yeah, you don't see that a lot with a big, big profile with a small head.
No, I remember we had the slow fall jigs where they were trying to make those jigs fall at an uber slow speed.
Reminiscent of Arky's head.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a Oaky tiny. Light. It's a tiny Arky head. Yeah.
Oaky light.
Hmm. All right, Eve, what you got?
So I got something here, man. This caught my Johnny and Kai. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a bullshad?
It's a buka. This is a Mike Buka bullshad. And all I'm going to say about this bait is this was, in a sense, given away to me by someone that didn't believe in its powers.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen someone regret something more than giving me that bullshad with the amount of fish I've caught on it.
Wow.
In Florida. I'm not even kidding.
Bait.
Yeah. Largemouth, tarpon, snook, and reds have all fallen to
say
this little
on
the same bait.
And I, you know, I have experience fishing
you
it. So
say
I
his name.
I could say that, Trevor. I could.
Yeah, Trevor.
Love you, Trev. What I could say though is that when you work this thing through the water, what I'll do a lot of times is I'll rip it and then stop it. When you're ripping it, it makes a really interesting sound beneath the surface, like a certain clacking sound
that
I have not heard with quite any other.
It's like a chitty chitty bang bang.
I really do appreciate it, especially if you step up the hook game a little bit on it. If you put some heavier duty split rings and heavier duty saltwater hooks on this, this could be a viable saltwater option for tarpon, redfish, and snook. So yeah, this buka shad, man, and the largemouth love it too, obviously.
Yeah, and the bigger size.
Yeah, they make a 5-inch too, 5.5. Something like that. But the bigger one, this little one just gets bit universally by everything. And I really do. It's a legitimate bait.
Wawa Hoagie Lady suggested that in the reenactment of your story, you picture PBP as the thug.
Power Bait Paul as the thug?
The thug.
Why? Is it because of the short height? Is that what's going on?
It was the short dude.
The shorter one. Always the short dude.
The shorter one of the two was holding the strap. Yeah, you're right.
Wow. Paul, you packing tonight by any chance?
No.
You're not packing. No. Okay.
Power Bait Paul is not going to shoot at you. With his intellect, he's going to hit you with like a blowtorch.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be hiding in the shrubs, and he's going to snipe you
in
with a blowtorch.
In the shrubs.
In the tall grass.
All right. Brian DeCarver, look at this thing. I selected this one. It's by 10,000 Fish. This is Yodo Worm. This is the Irresistible Tickle Tail.
What?
Tickle Tail.
That reminds me a lot of what was that, John, you were throwing, Bri? That had
no
all the
idea.
Ribs and G-crap. The ridges, the
bellows.
Bellows
gill. Has that same look and feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
But look at that thin taper right there, which I like. And look at this.
How it tastes.
Look, just holding it. Look at, I ain't got to do shit.
How it tastes.
I like that. I could see you Texas rigging that.
Yeah.
I could see you Carolina rigging that. I could see that as a bladed jig trailer.
Is look it salted?
Yeah,
can you imagine
too.
That? Look at that. I don't think it's salted. I smell a little.
Taste it.
Something on there.
Taste it.
Lick it.
Kind of a cool bait. All right, Dave, what do you got there?
I got a 4.5-inch finesse bait by Netbait.
Is that a reaper?
Shout out.
Contour worm. No, there's a little. Just
oh,
little,
contour worm.
Yeah, if you were ever to fish, would you throw that?
I think everyone pretty much knows that I don't fish. So
I'm not. I haven't given up on you, Dave.
It's got to be a new line of insult to make.
I haven't given up on you, man.
You can do it.
Keep the
but
fame.
You can't shame a dyslexic into speaking correctly.
You know what?
Imagine the UFOs you will see.
Yeah. That's the reason to get back.
That'll be the hook. That'll be the hook.
Yeah. Not to catch fish. Kai, what do you got over there? Let's see what you're holding.
I'm looking at a little rattlebot. You know what I mean? A little biospawn rattlebot.
Ooh.
It's, you know, at first glance, it looks a little odd. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a lipless vibrating bait?
It's a robot.
Lipless. Robot.
It's that's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I like the sound. It's got a...
Ooh,
like a one nice little high pitch, and you know, I've seen
louder than Brady's
audio. Seen some TikToks of some guys
catching them on this thing. So I think it gets bit.
Right. So it is proven.
It's red crawl, too.
It's a good color.
Good color.
TikTok said so.
Yeah, TikTok says it works.
Pete's buying.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, Paul. I like this. What do you got? Let's see.
By the way, they,
yo,
the,
can we put in our budget a new headphones?
The chat board already set up a GoFundMe for it.
Yeah, let's get a GoFundMe for new headphones.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Got the Callens Flippin' Stalker 3/8 ounce Kalins? Jig.
Oh, I didn't know they made jigs.
I didn't know that either. Wow. They're like a soft plastics company.
Pond scum color. It's a pretty cool color, really. It's like
pond scum?
Pond scum, yeah. It's like a light green, almost green pumpkin with like black spots and then like red. A little bit of red in there.
Ooh.
Smoke grub.
Look at that.
Kalins.
Tilly says, smoke grub.
Smoke grub.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Johnny, what do you got?
Yeah,
Johnny,
so I'm working with a reaction strike. It's like a 5 to 8 foot diving jerk bait, but it's like a small profile, like a really big lip. And like I think like now that we're in Florida, I think we do a lot of creative stuff with like using freshwater baits in the salt.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these baits that we're seeing come out, you could use in both. And we see a lot of glass minnows getting eaten down there.
Oh, yeah.
And we fish a lot of, like, small inlets where incoming tide, you get a ton of these small baits coming in, and it's literally, like, 5 to 8 feet. Like, that's a pretty typical depth for some of these, like, smaller saltwater inlets that we're fishing in Tampa. And so what I could definitely see doing with this is, like, jerking this with this big bait, the big lip on it, and jerking it hard off the bottom and having to, like, kick up sand and on that incoming tide and getting that kind of glass minnow, but, like, have, like, a reaction strike so they pick this one out of the whole big school. So, I mean, this thing could catch, obviously, anything from bass, but also, like, we could catch a lot of slot-sized snook on this, too, I think, and, like, those little reds, too.
I like
pretty
that,
cool little bait.
I like that bait because the body is not giant. It's got a small, normal-sized body with the bigger bill, which I like. Because a lot of big-bill jerkbaits, the freaking body's giant. That's got a normal sized body.
Like that. And you still get that kick off the sand and everything. Yeah. So pretty cool.
Very cool. Brian DeCarpenter, what do you got?
I've got a collection of leftovers that nobody else wanted. as usual, you know. Bat and clean up over here.
Always doing this.
Bat and clean up. We're going on 10 years, folks.
Poor guy.
10 years of bat and clean up. I got a big baits bite, big fight baits, something or other. Johnny, what the fuck is that?
What is that?
It's a trailer, but I don't know.
It's a sperm.
it's a spermatozoa.
Wow, it is.
Oh, all right.
That's freaky.
That actually would be a dope little trailer.
I feel like you throw this on like a little Ned rig hook or something.
Dude,
like,
chatterbait,
you know? Yeah, that's their chatterbait trailer. That's a mini version. Yeah,
I think that would be a.
I see that work?
Okay. And I apologize because I've
maybe
thrown
a bed fishing bait too.
That's freaky.
Working on a bed.
Oh, Dave?
We throw another one over here, Brian. Throw another one over here.
Yeah, you got the arm. Yeah, well, I tore my tater cuffs. So he had
the arm.
Had it.
Yeah. See that working on a bed? Yeah. A little blip in the back.
Dave?
Ned rig head for sure. That's my initial reaction.
Could you put that on a drop shot?
A little thick for a drop
shot. Is that the fighting frog? Like,
what?
That's not.
No,
it's
not a fighting frog. I don't know what that's called.
It's like a fighting shad or something.
No, this is Ned rig all the way. I mean, a lot of the inshore Tampa fish we're finding will eat those little Ned rig profiles off the bottom.
It's Florida, they'll eat anything.
Especially reds and black. That is not true.
All right. Fake news. Yeah. Florida's not an easy fishery.
Fake news.
That's
check it out, dude.
Yeah, tomorrow you guys will be like, oh my God, I miss Florida.
No, that's today.
I get it.
Blue hole, 8 hours.
And I got a Somatis Bates little crawl here.
Tink, and then it's a perch.
Oh man, that's how you.
Not only
you
get
right
one
there.
Bite, but one bite and it's a perch.
So spear point hooks.
What else
seem
you got,
very
Brian?
Sharp. And this A10 crankbait by Thunderhawk. That's it's got the bill on the top of its head.
Oh, that's kind of
like
cool.
Like a I don't know, Eric.
Pterodactyl.
It's like the old Normans.
Like
the yen.
Who?
The Norman's Big N.
The Big N had that very inline bill like that.
Yep. Nah, not like that.
Yeah, very much like that.
I'll fight both of you right now.
Okay.
It wasn't not like that.
All right, let me remind everybody, this is just an example of what you can get your mystery tackle box. It's not too late. Order it right now, and you could still get the certificate and put it in a stocking. Great Christmas gift. Ooh. Use the promo code IkeLive. Get 30% off your first Elite Box and 50% off your first Pro Box.
50.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a good amount.
And
that's
amazing. We got to give away. We got to give away.
That's
that,
half, right?
I think so.
Johnny, you go through there and pick a winner.
All right.
What am I picking a winner of?
Yeah.
Of nicknames?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
There's a lot of names came through that we weren't paying attention to for a while.
And once again, Brian, the winner's going to get 20 months of Mystery Tackle Box?
Just a bunch. Okay. A lot. We got a lot. We got a lot of boxes over the last year.
Clean out the, some of the better comments.
Whatever, Eric, don't take.
We're going to let these guys sip through everything first.
And we're going to throw some of these new BassU exclusive.
Yo, D-Bomb.
Direct.
Yeah,
D-Bomb.
Yes, Rusty Craw.
Yo, Craw.
Rusty Craw.
Tomato.
Tomato
tits.
Yo, tomato tits.
Oh, so we got Johnny Bravo. I don't read IMs, Johnny. We only catch crabs and syphilis in New Jersey, Johnny. Someone tells me, hey, how about you switch to a flat earther story, bro? I don't really get this one, but Johnny No Hands Needed. Johnny He-Man, Captain Johnny Sparrow. My favorite one, though, is Fabio. And someone said, I bet he gets a lot of the 45-year-olds in Florida wet Fabio. That's my favorite.
Who's your winner?
Anthony Gies. Anthony Gies is winning.
That guy has been dropping
Anthony
heat.
Geis?
Anthony Geis is winning.
Geis has been dropping heat all night.
Geis dropping bombs.
Yeah. You got to give it to
thank
him
you,
now.
Man. That's exactly how I spent my Thanksgiving Eve. I didn't go to Hawaii.
I think earlier, I saw a Geis comment where he was like, I feel like I'm sitting up around a campfire with a bunch of high schoolers talking about life, man.
Yeah, Geis is the man. Like, we need Geis is very Uncle Larry's. We need Geis in the rotation.
Anthony Geis.
Geis, head on up to Ronnie. Hit up Ronnie Dirts. We'll be there. We'll be there Saturday.
There you have it. Great winner right there. I would think that was a great
Geis
winner.
Geis deserves it.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Giving him something from a comment earlier, so he's getting, I guess, two things.
Dude, he's been fucking
he's
in the trenches
winner.
For years.
He's a clear winner.
I was just making it clear that he has two presents coming. That's all.
It just also means that I don't have to look up another address.
Yeah.
But if anybody else has something cool to say, say it now, and we'll throw you. Pete will mail you some bags of these things.
Pete, you're going to personally mail them?
Pick us like a second or third.
We can do it. We can make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Got any other good comments, Johnny? Mike, fill the air. Pete, what do you got? Paul?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, this was the Christmas special. And we should say that before we sign off here. We should say happy holidays, everybody, and hope everybody has a great holiday. Yeah.
Wishing everybody all the best.
I do, too. I do, too.
Hopefully you have a great fishing 2023. Maybe we'll get Dave out on the water this year.
Yes, and turn off your TVs. Everything they're telling you is a lie.
It is. But here's what isn't a lie is that the Uncle Larry guys are legit. And
legit.
Thank you guys enough for coming in.
Dude, this has got to end?
It's not going to end. It's going to end for the camera, but it's not going to end for us. But let everybody know, there are some people watching that are like, man, these dudes are cool.
Yeah.
Where can I follow them? Give them the idea where they can follow what you guys
are
doing.
Real simple for you guys for now. Uncle Larry Outdoors, straight up, space between each three, you know what I mean? It's real simple. YouTube and Instagram. Those are the only two we're running on right now.
Yep.
We'd like to get the the other platform, the Facebook, the Twitter, things of that nature.
You want the old guys on Facebook?
Not the TikTok. Not the TikTok. I ain't ever going on TikTok.
Oh, Pete's disappointed.
That's a pipe dream right
there. I might never see your stuff.
You're a TikTok
That's
exclusive?
All I watch.
That's the only
really?
Platform.
Eric,
I eliminated everything else.
Just dang, proves that Pete. None of this is real.
It's the Matrix.
Dude, he is like all, right,
this
all
is,
in, dude.
This is the Matrix. None of it's real, but Uncle Larry Outdoors, Instagram, and YouTube.
The earth is flat. You know.
It could be.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Wawa Hoagie Lady says, Paul, he loved your father, Rick Moranis' work in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's fucking good.
Wow, you really are Rick Moranis' son, though. That's crazy.
The same guy said he enjoyed you in the movie Willow, too. I didn't think that one.
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
That's great. Oh, that's great.
He won himself some D-Va, and then he lost himself. Just that quick.
Won, then lost. So Uncle Larry Outdoors, YouTube, Instagram, man. Check it out. Yeah. It's only going to be growing from here. 2023 is going to be a big year. And mind you, the classic coming up.
Yeah. You're going to be there.
Knoxville, Tennessee. This is, what is it, 4 years in a row for us? I think this will be our fourth classic in a row. If
really?
Any of you are familiar,
if we're allowed back.
If we're – listen. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, they changed the sign to Assmaster last classic.
that mayor – allegedly, that happened. Allegedly, there were some after-hours altercations, but Uncle Larry Outdoors will be back. Knoxville, 2023. Interviews, better than ever.
Heck yeah.
Done.
That'll be good. Guys, thank you for coming in. Dude, I had so much fun. This was awesome. And the show's going to go on, except, there's Paul. The show's going to keep going on even after the camera ends. So I appreciate you guys coming on. This has been awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Such a blast, man. Yeah. Full circle.
Full circle,
this is the
man.
Full circle like full live, circle. Man.
It happened. I hope you enjoyed watching. Uncle Larry, E, Pete, Dave Brodzik, Brian DeCarpenter, Powerbait Paul, Johnny, Kai, thank you guys for coming
Thanks
on
Thanks for tuning
tonight.
In to Ike Live for all these years, guys.
Yes, thank you for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a happy holiday. Bye, everybody! Good night!
Merry
Good night.
Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
Very nice feature.
Oh, look, Pete's falling in again.
Merch! Come on, man!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait, he's getting back in.
Welcome to the Chesapeake.
Like, that video is going to haunt the Glusek lineage.
Damn.
Fucking family's been haunted by their video. You know what I mean?
He broke his cord.
He broke his cord. That's why he's not just clumsy. He pulled his trolling motor cord, which is made of rope. Most of the time, sometimes it's
cable.
It's got some cable coating. Yeah, metal.
I guess.
And now it snapped. He has to now somehow find a way to release that the rest of the day. To be able to pull
balance,
his trolling motor up.
Backing up and just tumbled. I've seen Ike do that.
It's really hard not to fall or at least fall in the water when that happens.
Oh, no doubt. It's the last thing you expect. Hey, and I came to Pete Glusek saying he was familiar with the Chesapeake. I didn't know he was this familiar with it.
Here it is.
And up close.
Bang.
I'm just glad he didn't get hurt. That's a...